Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today begins the beginning of the conversations in Missouri over whether or not they're going to fund part of these stadium projects for the thing. And then Nate Taylor dropped this little nugget over the weekend over the Athletic that apparently Clark Hunt wants a dome on the Kansas side. And I said dome. I did not say retractable roof necessarily. And that this is, again, let's start with the obvious. The timing of this is not an accident. Yeah. Similar to the timing of the Royals' planned statement last week was also not an accident. They're making these statements before the Missouri legislature sits in a room or for a special session over the next couple of weeks and argues over this stuff. They want to make sure, you know, I'll go to Kansas still. But I get why he wants it. It just won't feel right. I'll get used to it. I'm not even saying that. I'll get used to it. A dome in Kansas City would feel wrong. It would feel wrong. It should be an outdoor venue in Kansas City. Just feels right. But he wants a Super Bowl or a Final Four or other events. I get it.
You're not building a new stadium without it having a roof.
Though. No, I know.
I mean, you're not
retractable
building
retractable or otherwise.
I'm with you that I would prefer retractable versus just strictly a dome. But if they're, we all know, I mean, it's pretty, if they're renovating, that's one thing. But if they're building a new stadium, it is going to have a roof just because of the opportunities it allows you to have. You have a chance. I still think it's a long shot, but you have a chance at a Super Bowl. You can get a Final Four.
I don't know if they'll do another cold weather one or not.
You can get college football national title games or semifinals. Mm-hmm. You can get a bowl game. We can go on and on, right? Every mega concert you can imagine, you can get. That's why you're interested in it. But of course, the timing is definitely not just a coincidence. It's a big week or two in Jeff City. I'll still say, though, I mean, I've seen some politicians tweeting over the last 24 hours as well about the Royals and the Chiefs, and there is still seemingly a good group of people that are just completely against the idea of putting together a plan that is going to give the money that's required to keep the teams in Missouri. And how do you win those people over? And in Jefferson City, I think it's a very, very tall task for issues that are completely unrelated to the Chiefs and Royals, right?
Yeah, completely. And I don't think that it's crazy to think that those are the things he wants. It's a business after all, right? And for Clark Hunt, I think, and this goes back to the renovation thing, so like it or not, I would prefer you build your palace, you build your new stadium, makes sense, Mahomes. I don't think Arrowhead can last forever. I don't think it can be Lambeau. I don't think it has an endless shelf life that has no questions about it, and it can just extend forever. I think it's maybe got 20 years if you wanted to keep going. But for Clark, it's like, well, if you're not going to let me preserve my family's legacy with this stadium and you don't want to pay for renovations at Arrowhead, well then fine. I'll just build the new one out in Kansas. And I get that part. But this is the only part, I know that they're not going to build anything without a retractable. They're not going to build a new without a retractable. But there is a part of me that just deeply, deeply fears how often they keep it closed.
You.
I just want it to be closed when it's the game where the Miami Dolphins look like they were going to die if they had to be in the field. Okay, fine. Close the roof. I got it. We don't want to risk. People lost fingers and stuff at that game. I got it. It's cool. We can close it.
Yeah,
for
there
that.
Almost needs to be some true rule where it's, hey, if it's above 10 degrees, it's got to be open.
Yeah.
kind of thing.
10.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I'll give
20,
you 20.
20.
If you're
there
feeling,
you go.
Like,
yeah.
If we're being generous, I'll give you 20. 20 at kickoff, by the way. Not 20 at any portion of the game, but 20 at kickoff.
But let's be real. If there's a new stadium that's built, you're going to have most likely PSLs, those personal seat licenses. You're going to have, I don't know the exact number. Let's just call it, 20 times the suites. And the crowd, this is the concern for some people, right? Like the crowd that will go to those games will be different. And we can call it a corporate crowd, whatever phrase you want to use, it will be potentially different. Now, there will be that same thing, I would argue, to a certain extent, not PSLs, but even if you renovate Arrowhead, the renovation is going to still include, much like the last plan, it would still include ways for them to bring in additional revenue, which would be what? Premium seating options. I'm sorry. Like, there's no scenario where the 300 level is getting the focus of the renovation. That's just not the reality of the business.
No, but it has to be a part of the renovation. The last time, all they did was a canopy and a concrete walkway.
What else are you going to do in the 300 level?
I don't know. Like, I understand. I understand. You know what I mean?
Like, there's also, you're trying to renovate a building that's, over 50 years old.
And while they haven't, even though they got a better batch of concrete or whatever the things is that have been said over the years, they're still true to the idea that it will eventually, I don't care, it won't forever last under those circumstances. And so, like, there is, like, I do get it, but there is part of me that is just kind of, like, fearful. I will say, everyone's firing their shot, though. Everyone's going to make the threat of Kansas. Right now, last pull, you guys better decide. We're both going there.
Yeah, this is it. This the special session that starts today, I think goes till the 13th. This is the package that has to pass to give you a chance to stay in Missouri, I believe. That's the stadium funding bill, and there's major hurdles with it. It did not even get to a vote, as we know, in the Senate, at least, during the regular session. And there's a ton of obstacles. So there's also, as we were talking about CAGs and going to St. Louis tomorrow. We're going to be doing our show there tomorrow, and then at the game. There's a lot of people on that side of the state of Missouri that are saying, wait a second, and politicians as well, that are saying, wait a second, why are we doing money for these teams?
It's like states don't pay for things in other cities.
No, I know. But that's a hurdle. St. Louis wants money for renovations to Busch Stadium. And so you run into this, it's like, well, wait a second. If you're going to approve X amount of dollars for the Chiefs/Royals, what about us? You got politicians that represent that side of the state. I've told you for years, going back to the sports betting stuff, majority of the politicians in Jefferson City are Cardinals fans, not Royals fans. And that is just the reality and the makeup of how Missouri is.
And probably the struggles that the Royals had for as long as they did.
A majority of the politicians in Jefferson City are not Royals fans. They are Cardinals fans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.